Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel is clear and pleasant tonight. In Tel Aviv, it's a mild evening, while in Jerusalem, the cool air is settling in. Perfect conditions for an evening stroll or gathering outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, a ceasefire appears to be in collapse, as the IDF struck Beirut earlier this hour. The target was Mohammed Radwan, commander of Hezbollah's elite unit, according to Walla. Also, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is reportedly not surprised by recent U.S.-Iran negotiations. Officials shared with the Jerusalem Post that Netanyahu and President Trump remain in frequent communication. Also this hour, Israel and the U.S. have condemned Belgium over planned prosecutions tied to Jewish circumcisions. This comes from the Jewish Telegraphic Agency. Separately, London's Metropolitan Police has launched a new 10-0 officer unit to protect Jewish communities. This follows a series of attacks, as reported by The Forward earlier today. And finally, from earlier today, Israel, the U.S., and Belgium are at odds over cultural and legal differences around religious practices. Here's what people are saying online. Hussein Abdul Hussein, a commentator on Middle East affairs, posted just minutes ago about Israel's airstrike in Beirut. He highlighted Israel's continued actions against Hezbollah's forces, questioning Lebanon's stance on the issue. IL Red Alert, a missile alert tracker, noted that IDF estimates confirm the elimination of key Hezbollah figures in the strikes. From Middle East 24, the focus is on Israel's targeted attack in Beirut, emphasizing the strategic aim of the operation. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the situation in Beirut, the Israeli Defense Forces launched an attack earlier today targeting Hezbollah's elite Radwan force. Reports from Walla confirmed the operation aimed at Mohammed Radwan, though details of the outcome remain unclear. The strike comes amid rising tensions and follows several provocations in the region. This could signal a new escalation phase in the ongoing conflict. Turning to diplomatic developments, Netanyahu's frequent communications with President Trump suggest a coordinated response to U.S.-Iran talks. As reported by the Jerusalem Post, Netanyahu remains wary of Iran's intentions. This reflects Israel's long-standing concern over Iran's nuclear ambitions and regional influence. Further negotiations may impact Israel's future security strategies. Meanwhile, in Belgium, the planned legal actions against Jewish circumcision practitioners have sparked international criticism. The Jewish Telegraphic Agency reports condemnation from both Israel and the U.S. with accusations of targeting religious practices. This underscores ongoing tensions over religious freedoms in Europe. The outcome could set a significant precedent for religious rights in the region. On the economic front, first, the abandoned Shulot facility in the Negev Desert is set for a transformation. Walla Business reports it will become a hub for employment and innovation, aiming to boost the local economy. Separately, India has signed a significant $1.1 billion deal with Israel Aerospace Industries. According to Globes, this agreement involves converting Boeing 767 aircraft into tanker transports, strengthening defense ties between the countries. And finally, Rafael is expanding in Europe amid an auto industry downturn. C-Tech highlights talks with Volkswagen as part of a strategy to diversify due to rising defense demands. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 10:00 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.